I don't like when entity framework database models are leaked to API controllers, because this is different concern. Entity framework database models should be used only in a data model. Then they should be remapped to a domain model, and the domain model should then be remapped to an API, or maybe if we want to call it a transport model, because the ultimate goal of the API is to either accept the data from client side or to send data to browser, and browser usually needs to have it in some very specific shape. So there is often a communication between a front-end developer and a back-end developer, and it's very likely that sooner or later these API models, or if you want, transport models, will get changed. Now, if this happens, you don't want to see any changes in your database, like to have renamed tables and renamed columns. So that is why you should have a separate set of API or maybe transport models, and separate set of database models. And you should never be leaking these entity framework database models to API a layer. You shouldn't even be leaking it to higher layer, because ideally from the data access layer you should already be returning domain models.